F980909, the God of Hope. Concerning ministry, son, the first lifeline you are to throw to the people is the lifeline of hope. For the enemy rages against all mankind to destroy all hope that there is help for them from their God. You are never wrong to give the people hope. Without hope, there is nothing for faith to give substance to. The first order of ministry is to allow hope to be painted on the canvas of their heart, for without a vision, the people perish. Tell them that all hope is in Christ Jesus the Lord. He has provided access for them into the bounty of their Father. Tell them it is all free by grace, based on His finished work. You must impart hope to their spirit before faith can ever be productive, says the Lord. This hope must come in such a measure that they can literally taste it and see it. It must be hope of a living kind and not a vague dream. I will teach you and I will instruct you how to help the people repaint hope on the canvas of their heart in such a manner that they will have a strong vision and a strong image that faith can give substance to. Again I say unto you, the first lifeline for those who are drowning in the sea of affliction is to cast them the lifeline of hope. Without hope, they will not move toward their God. Without hope, they have nothing to hang on to. Hopelessness is the goal of their enemy, who would destroy them spirit, soul, and body. You are never wrong to give the people hope, says the Spirit of grace. Does not the Word say that He is the God of hope? Truly He is. Introduce the people to the God of hope, that they despair not, nor languish in hopelessness. The first message that Jesus taught after overcoming the enemy in the wilderness was to announce that He had been anointed to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. With those words, hope was immediately imparted to the spirit of every person in the sound of His voice, for they all knew that those words meant He was announcing and proclaiming the year of Jubilee. Instantly within them, hope was painted on the canvas of their heart, for they knew that the year of Jubilee meant all debts are canceled and every man is restored to his original inheritance. Hope was the first thing Jesus imparted with His words. The first lifeline He cast to the people was hope. With those words He was proclaiming, "What has been is not what shall be. The acceptable year of the Lord has arrived. All debts are canceled. Man is restored to the original intent and purpose of the Father. Every man is restored to his inheritance." Hope was instantly imparted to them, though many never acquired faith to appropriate the bounty that He had proclaimed. Faith in what? Faith in what? Many crisscross the land and teach with great swelling words the mechanics of faith, even though these prescriptions for faith are accurate. Yet when the people try to employ them, many fail. For the truth of the matter is this: they have no real hope on the inside of them. The image is not real in them. Hope is not real in them. They still think not that their lives can change. They have no vision of overcoming. They have no vision of being blessed. They still believe in their heart, because of lack of hope, that what has been is what shall be. Again I say, without hope, there is nothing for faith to give substance to. Faith in what? Faith in what? Their faith must be in the hope given by the God of hope through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Son, hear my voice. To help the people, they must have hope. They must have a living hope, a lively hope, a hope that cannot be quenched, a hope that cannot be stolen. They must have the image on the inside that is more real than all the circumstances they face daily. You are the servant of the God of hope. As your teacher, I will instruct you in very precise detail how to paint the image of hope on the spirits of the people, so that beyond any shadow of doubt they understand that what has been is not what shall be. As your teacher, I am saying this in many different ways, in order that your mind comprehend the laws of the Spirit. Hope must be alive, son. Hope must be a living thing in them. The image of hope painted on the inside of them must be of greater substance to them and reckoned to be more real than the circumstances in the natural that they must deal with on a daily basis. Many emphasize faith and the working of faith to try and impart faith unto those who have no hope. This is not the mind of the Father. This is not the plan of the Father. This will not work. He is the God of hope. They are saved by hope. First, son, first, learn from me how to impart hope to the people. Learn from me how to impart hope in such a manner that the canvas of their heart abounds in hope. This is the first order of ministry that releases the power of the Holy Ghost. If you can impart a lively hope unto their spirit, then they will instantly receive a measure of joy and peace in believing. With lively hope, a living hope, comes a measure of peace and joy. They must have that measure of peace to have calmness of spirit, and that they begin to hear the leadership of the Spirit as I bring instructions from the mind of Christ that will develop faith to appropriate this hope. 4 hours spent developing godly hope is more productive than 4 years of mindless confession where there is no hope. I remind you again of the Father's plan for Abram. Which came first, hope or faith? First came the image of hope, as he led Abram out to see the stars. By that method, the Father painted hope on the canvas of Abram's heart. Abram now had a vision. First comes the vision. First comes the hope. Hope must be imparted first, son. A lively hope that is more real than the natural circumstances. Secondly, the instructions came by the Spirit to Abram, that he change his name to Abraham and Sarai's to Sarah. By following these instructions, faith then appropriated what was first obtained by hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. They are not seen in the natural, but they are most certainly seen in hope. If hope cannot see, faith cannot bring. You have always given much more importance to the changing of the name of Abram than to the vision imparted to him by seeing the stars. Remain in this error no longer, says the Spirit of Grace. Know and understand that the confession alone, without the vision of hope, would never have produced Isaac. On the other hand, the vision alone, without following the instructions of faith, would only have caused hope to be deferred indefinitely to make Abram's heart sick. Both are required, son. Hope, a living hope, must come to the people. The vision must be strong. The image must be alive. Hope, real hope, must be painted on the canvas of their heart. Then, the instructions of grace to release faith, to appropriate that hope, must be obeyed. They must not be as the foolish man who rejects counsel and instruction from the mind of Christ. On the contrary, they must be as wise men, who will receive and hearken to counsel and do those things by which God confounds the wisdom of this world. Never again discount nor place below faith the importance of hope. Again I say to you, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You are never wrong to give the people hope. You are never wrong to cast the lifeline of hope to those who are drowning in the sea of affliction. Understand this day and never forget the Spirit's definition of godly hope. Godly hope is when the people are moved to the point that they agree, what has been is not what shall be. Until they arrive at that place, they are not yet in hope, says the Spirit of Grace. The foundation for all hope is grace. The foundation for grace is the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no such thing as false hope when hope has been built upon His work. Until the people are moved into a state of real hope, living hope, a lively hope, they are not yet candidates for the working of faith. You will find that once you are fully into hope, where the vision is more real in you than what you have seen in the past, when that vision comes to maturity and hope is a living thing within you, you will find that faith will quickly appropriate the resources of the Father by the Spirit to manifest that hope in the earth. Again, I say to you, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For this reason I have instructed you from the mind of Christ, that the next tree that must fall on the path to the working of the supernatural is lack of awareness of my presence. As your hope sees the image of the ministry the Father has called you to, and your consciousness is fully aware that your Father's Spirit is with you to accomplish His will, faith becomes a simple matter. Faith quickly appropriates that which has been first obtained by hope. Has not the Lamb spoken to you Himself and said, "My leadership is found in my peace"? Peace is mandatory for finding the leadership that comes by the Spirit from the throne of Christ. Without hope, there is no calmness of spirit. Without hope, there is no consolation. Where there is no consolation, the voice of the Comforter is not heard. With hope comes great calm, great consolation, great comfort that things truly will change. In that calmness and consolation and comfort, the voice of the Comforter can be heard, and instructions that proceed from the mind of Christ can be received and followed. Once the soul is moved to the peace of hope, instructions of faith to appropriate from that hope can be heard and obeyed. But many struggle with faith when there is no calmness provided by hope. In the people there is still great turmoil, great agitation, confusion, and every evil work, for they have not yet attained to the calmness of hope. Peace is not theirs. Comfort is not theirs. The voice of the Comforter is not heard. Son, you are never wrong to give the people hope. The first lifeline to be cast to the people is hope. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.